Good morning, Patriots. It's Friday morning, October 4th, 2019. This is going to be a short road rant this morning, but I just want to remind everybody, with all the Ukraine crap going on right now, and that's exactly what all this is, at least the version that's being painted by Congress is a load of crap. I'm going to remind you of what all of this is really, really about. And I hear a lot from folks right now about how this is all political. This is all political. Talking about from Trump's perspective. Well, he sent out a tweet this morning indicating that, no, it's not. It's not about politics. It's about corruption. And I want to remind everybody of exactly why Trump is really there in the White House. Okay, we remember, this is a billionaire who did not need to run for the White House. He had money. He had retirement ahead of him. He had a life of leisure that was ahead of him. He had all kinds of options in his 70s to just fade off into the sunset and enjoy his grandchildren. He did not need to run for office. So why did he do it? Well, here's exactly why he did it. Corruption. And not corruption on his part, as Congress is saying and the media are saying. He ran for office because he saw corruption going on in the United States, and nobody else, quite honestly, pardon my French, gave a damn about it being there and going on, and they were all partaking in it. Didn't matter what party they represented, what letter they wore on their jacket, they were all corrupt. And Trump had had enough. He's tired of seeing the direction the nation has been going in. He is far from perfect, but he is the perfect president for us at this time. We needed somebody that had guts. We needed a president that had balls. And that is what we have from Trump. The man is willingly taking on all of DC, all of the media. And if it came down to fixing things in D.C. or getting reelected, Trump would continue to fix things as a top priority. That is his reason for being there. The reason he needs to be reelected is because it takes more than 4 years to fix the mess that D.C. is. But let me give you an example of how things have already begun to change. Let's look at the way the media treat the president. When he first got into office, do you remember what it was like? Can you recall the arguments that were being had at every press conference? The way he was treated, the way his press pool there in the White House were treating his secretary and anybody that got up at that podium. Now compare that to the way he is treated now. What's changed? He forced them to respect the position. He forced them to clean up their act and to respect the situation. He shut down who he needed to shut down. He held fewer conferences, telling them, hey, I can go directly to the people. I don't need you. And as a result of this, he has a more respectful White House press pool. Are they perfect? No, of course not. Just like he's not. But he's had to train them. He's had to remind them that there is a level of decorum that has to be maintained. Did the same thing with these other world leaders. Is his interaction with these other world leaders perfect? Again, no. But he has got them listening to him, and he has them at his mercy. There's a problem? Fine. We'll throw some tariffs on you. Not just sanctions. We'll throw tariffs. We'll throw issues on you. You want to call us? You want to try to bluff us? Okay, fine. We'll meet that challenge. He's not popular in the press, not because he's not getting things done, okay? It's not about that. He's not popular in the press because he is getting things done and he's not putting up with the crap and he is not their lapdog. Trump is in the White House because there is evil, corruption, deception, treason going on in D.C. And he's exposing it all. And I do believe that it is a direct result of this is the amount of evil that you're seeing present, just spewing out of people. Just like the gal, the demented, mentally ill, and spiritually evil person that got up and ranted at the AOC event about the need for us to eat our children. Pedivoria. Folks, it is real. These people are demented. These people are demonic. Can you not see it? Trump is there to clean out that garbage, to expose all of that evil to the light. And if I hear one more person, Christian, Republican, conservative, or whatever, I hear one more person tell me, yeah, but he, I think I'm going to just walk away from him. Yes, he's not perfect. Look throughout history at any of the people God has used. Have any of them been perfect? Have any of them been without flaws within their speech, within their actions, within their reliability of their own faith in him? Of course not. But I would, before God, I would witness that Trump is the strongest, most spiritually strong, most Christian president that we have seen possibly since the 1800s. He is not perfect, but he is moral in what he is attempting to do. And as a result, the evil is crying out. The evil is attacking. It's attacking him and it's attacking anybody who supports him. So when he said this morning, which is far from being the first time he said it, but when he said this morning that this is not about politics, it's about corruption, he was 100% 100% correct. Pray for our president. Pray for his counsel. And pray for yourselves as you face these people, some of which are your family, your neighbors, your friends, your church members, who cannot see the light because they've been deceived and they don't understand what he is doing. And ask them, would they have preferred Hillary Clinton? And if so, what godly things they see in Hillary Clinton that would have been better for America and better for the world than what Trump has provided? Than what Trump has shown. And then listen. Because I doubt very seriously they're going to have one single thing to say. They will spout off negative things about Trump, but they cannot spout off positive things about Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Listen to what they're not praising. And listen to what they are spewing hatred about. They're not pro someone else. They're just anti-Trump. And it seriously needs to be fixed, because the evil is rampant.